The United States has cut most of its international aid funding around the world. One organization that has lost funds from the U.S. Agency for International Development is the John Dow Foundation, which provides health services. In Jonglei State's Kadiang Village, residents say there now is a gap in health services after the John Dow Foundation lost its funds. Jacob Along, a Kadiang resident, says the cut in aid has made access to health services difficult, opting to use medicinal herbs for survival.
We have one health center called JDF John Dow. It's the only one that has been helping us, but we are now worried about the sanction on the organizations that have been bringing us assistance. That's how we have been receiving medical treatment. If completely nothing comes, we will have no choice but to use local herbs from medicinal trees such as neem tree and others to replace the medical services.
Jan Chol, another village resident, says some diseases have emerged, putting their lives at risk.
People are suffering. There is a new disease that has come called cholera. We don't have medicine. Even sick beds for sick people to rest in the health center are not there. People have to stay at home. We are just living on our own.
Jacob Ajang says village residents like him can no longer access health services without traveling long distances in unsafe areas.
This life is based on a hospital.
If there is no health service, you can't survive. The distance from here to Phang Nguyen on food is 12 hours. From here to Panyagor is 9 hours. From here to Anyuai is a day and a half. To Bor is 1 day and a half. If you go to Bibor, it's a day or two.
Simon Chol is clinical officer at John Dow Foundation. He says health workers are only left with painkillers to offer patients.
We were going well, but now we were affected by the issue of no fund because American fund is withdrawn. These communities are vulnerable. They are here, there is no another clinic. Even a private clinic, they don't have. When you are sick, you're going to John Dow, and John Dow given health activities freely. When John Dow withdraw because of fund, this community will be suffering a lot. By the beginning of March, we don't know what will happen.
Jonglei State Minister Lual Mony Luak says his office is working with the National Ministry of Health to find organizations that can replace those affected by the U.S. aid cuts.
All the positive data are supported by the fund that come from the USAID. The National Ministry is working to replace them with an NGO that will come and support. Because the issue of the order from Trump, it came without the knowledge of every person from the country. People are working on it, and if possible, they will be replaced by other partners that will come in. We did not get talent support from another partner, but the National Ministry is working because it is not a Jonglei alone. It is all over the country.
The U.S. State Department on Wednesday said ending thousands of U.S. aid grants and contracts would save billions of taxpayer dollars to be used to make the U.S. stronger, safer, and more prosperous. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.